Three, two, and one. All right, welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. It's been an exciting morning. You've heard from Dennis Lauscha, Alvin Gentry, and now it's a pleasure to welcome the new voice of Pelicans basketball on radio. He's shaking his head next to me. Can't believe it. I can't either. Todd Graffinini, my best friend. What's up, buddy?
That's a mind blown right there, peeps. No, congratulations to you and the station. What a partnership it's going to be for the next few years. No one talks about the Pels and the NBA like you do, Gus. And to have those guys in the morning, T-Bob and Jordy and, of course, Matt, after you, leading in to our broadcasts every night. And knowing that's going to happen for years to come, it's awesome stuff.
There's so much we can discuss and get into, and we have been the last couple of days, man. But I have to start with Thursday. I mean, we were both there at DraftFest. We got to see it, seeing the sea of red and the people. Well, what is it like from your perspective to know, man, that you're about to be calling games for this and being in a situation where I keep joking it with you. It's like winning the lottery.
Well, yeah, the Pels did win the lottery. No, it's crazy because if you think about what this fan base had to deal with last year, and pretty much the entire season, you had to deal with the AD saga and what was going to happen. In the meantime, you still had to play basketball games. So, and the fans, for the most part, kept coming out to watch this team play. So it's just great for the fan base. It's great for the city to see everyone celebrate like that. And if you think about it too, Gus, look, let's not beat around the bush here. This is a Saints town. It always has been. It always will be. But when's the last time you heard any Saints talk in the last couple of weeks, other than Cam Jordan being at the draft and Drew Brees sending Zion his jersey? It has been all Pelicans all the time. And to see it move into that direction is pretty cool.
Obviously, we've talked about this, and I've known you for a while. We would have been 10 years doing Tulane football together. You spent an awful long time over there at Tulane being the voice of the Green Wave. I think one of the things you were known for is the passion that you brought over there. Has it even hit you yet there that you're transitioning but staying in town, doing sort of the same situation?
Well, Willie Fritz and Tulane football coach, I talked to him the day after I knew that I was going to be here. And he said something that I really didn't think about. He goes, it's very rare that you get promoted in your own town and you don't have to move. And I thought about it, you're exactly right. It's pretty cool because I'm a New Orleanian. I'm pulling for the Pelicans whether I'd be here or not.
We've had epic texts during games back and forth.
So the passion that I felt for Tulane growing up as a Tulane fan, they're going to get the exact same deal with me, this fan base and everybody in the city, because this is my hometown and this is my team. So I'm not going to change a bit, and I hope people are ready for it.
When you say change a bit, you may have to alter. You can't exactly, do the juju to Rockets players when they're shooting. I mean, I guess
that's
can.
That's true. No, I won't be – well, I won't be sitting courtside anymore.
But that's my point that I want to bring up. Everyone knows your passion and your history with Tulane. And what they don't know, and I brought it up just now, the epic texts that we have during games, whether it's 1 minute into the first quarter, whether it's this guy here and watch out that he's – I mean, just – you follow NBA. You follow the Pelicans. You are part – of the original broadcast back with the Hornets. Maybe a lot of people don't know that.
No, I did. I was the original studio host back in 2002 when the Hornets came from Charlotte. So I had 3 years of that experience. I actually got to call a couple of games when Bob Lick did television, and I got to do play-by-play for a couple. So, I was here at the very beginning. Obviously, a lot's changed since then. The name's changed. The branding's changed. The ownership has changed twice. No, man. I mean, this is our team. This is New Orleans' team, and that's why I'm so fired up to be a part of this, And to like I said in my statement, you know, I'm ushering in a new era of Pelicans basketball, but I'm a rookie too. So in a full-time play-by-play sense, so I'm going to be learning on the job just like these young guys. I mean, the average age of the team is 21 right now. So it's funny, I just left college, but a lot of these kids are basically college age. So I'm going to relate to them just like I related to the guys at Tulane.
You know, obviously with what we've done and being as long as we have in the city, we know a lot of the people in this building, right. You know, whether it's through Saints, through relationships with Tulane, football practices here as well. Curtis Johnson was a head coach over there. So we know a lot of the people in this building. Over the last couple of days and weeks, you've had conversations I had, obviously, to make sure that our deals go through. It's been amazing to see, and I wouldn't even say transformation. I would say more the dedication. We're trying to explain it on our show, and you know, you listen, and you couldn't say a lot, and I couldn't, but you're now seeing it firsthand. If there's any doubt out there that they're behind the Pelicans 110%, we would love to rest assure you they get it, and that's what's exciting.
I agree with you 100%, man. It's just it, you know, you've been saying it. It starts from the top, and you know, in a crazy way, the AD saga, I guess if you call it, it gave another opportunity for this organization now to move forward into the era we're about to go in. And obviously a lot of it had to do with, you know, that lottery hitting. I mean, it still is crazy that the Pels won the lottery and getting Zion Williamson. And, you know, you say it all the time about how this is a global game and we've got an opportunity now to have a global type star on this team, a superstar. And look, trying to put pressure on him or not, I know David Griffin does not want to put any pressure on him. It's going to happen, though. I mean, it just is. That's just the way of the world. But that's not a bad guy to have, you know, up there along with a Drew Holiday, who's just a consummate professional. And he's been through the down times, obviously. And now I'm happy for a guy like him to see how the fan base is going to react that first game in the Smoothie King Center. Whoever it may be, Gus, and I know who you want it to be, but whoever it may be, opening night is going to be an event in this city.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I was talking to Jim Eichenhofer a little earlier. The games are there. You're going into the Smoothie King Center to watch an NBA game, a basketball game. But when the game turns into an event, that's when you got something special, and we've got an opportunity to have an event 41 nights a year.
We opened up
and playoffs, by the way.
And we opened up the show with Dennis Slauscha, and you know, we talked about the global reach that the NBA brand has, and he was like, yes, and he's like India, he's like a couple of others as well that did that. Final question for you in this aspect of it, Todd, how great is it going to be? Dukies. I mean, your wife's Duke Blue Devil grad, and here you go. You get to call. We would text each other. I'm like, dude, Duke's playing. You got to go put on Zion. Have you even remotely thought about what you're going to say and call that first dunk?
No, I have not. I really haven't. I've never been kind of a script guy. It's always been just off. Whatever's in my head goes out.
Zamendis?
I don't know, Gus. I can't think about it right now. I'm really just happy to be here, and I'm glad to be able to talk about this because I've known this for a couple of weeks, and I haven't been able to do any interviews or anything. You got the first interview, my man. And again, congratulations to the station. We're going to be working together now in a different capacity, but it's going to be awesome.
Dude, I'm pumped. We got plenty of basketball to get into and talk. And you have a safe and fun time in Ireland, my friend.
Aye, laddie, I will.
There he is. Todd Graffanini, the new voice of your New Orleans Pelicans.